You wanna
poop? Let me poop. I have that song in my head now for days. So good.
So good.
The next American Idol. Cousin Jeanette singing Let Me Poop.
We're gonna see Cousin Jeanette.
I know, huh? This weekend.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Her birthday was the 7th, though.
Oh, shoot.
I told her I knew it was... You know when you know that somebody's birthday is one of 4 months?
Yeah.
Like, right. I called her yesterday. I go, I know it's either October, March, June, or August.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, it was yesterday.
Shit.
And I go, all right. So I wasn't wrong.
No, you were in the ballpark. I didn't even know. Thanks for telling me, by the way.
It's Jeanette. Doesn't matter.
It's true.
Where
are we?
Well, it's Friday, and we're getting back from Manfriend Disco.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, we had a good time last night in Manfriend Disco.
Always a good time.
Thanks to all the dirty little jeans that came out, and I love that. I love that city. It's fun to go up there.
I want to come in everybody's beard there. Isn't that what you said?
I will say it. Check it out. Peep this. Jesus, I will be in Minneapolis October 21st through 25th at one of my favorite clubs.
I don't
clubs.
Understand what you mean.
October 21st, October 22nd, October 23rd, October 24th, and October 25th.
It's a long week.
It's a really long week. It's always long.
Jesus Christ. Is that a month you're there?
I'm there for 1 month doing my tutorial.
5 shows a night, guys.
No, but it's at Acme, so please come see me at Acme. Minneapolis, beginning October 21st through the 25th. It's really soon. Please come out. And then November, Jeans and I are going to Seattle, the High Line, Analog Cafe in Portland, the 7th of November. And November 8th, the big show in Chicago at the Empty Bottle. We've never done the podcast in Chicago or Portland, but we're really excited to do it. And then yours truly, I have a little mini tour coming up that I'm really excited about, and I hope you'll come and see me. I will be in New Orleans, Houston, Dallas, and Oklahoma City beginning November 14th, and it's just all on my own, cool venues, House of Blues in New Orleans. I'm doing the Warehouse, Houston, Hyenas, Dallas, and Performing Arts Center in Oklahoma City. So I hope you guys come and see me. Bring your friends. Let's make it a fun little tour. And that's in November. Jeans.
You mean Mom-vember.
Mom-vember. Mom. Anything else?
Yeah. Jeans, I'm... hold on, what am I looking at? Okay, oh yeah, November 20th through 23rd. I'm going to be in Toledo. At the Toledo Funny Bone.
That's great.
Yeah. And then, are we looking at December? Will you look at my calendar, James? Look at December.
December?
It's right there. I'm there. The red. I made this handy dandy, what's it called? Dry erase board.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're in Fartford. No, yeah. December 10th.
There we go. December 10th, December 11th, December 12th, December 13th.
Yeah.
I'm in
Fartford,
Connecticut. Yeah. And I know it's a ways off, but if you're thinking about your New Year's Eve plans and you live in Austin, Tejas, come see your jeans. We're both doing Cap City Comedy Club for New Year's Eve.
Oh, can we say it right now that we always get these people who are like, what's up with this New Year's Eve ticket? She's charging $75. Like, that,
like, we set the price. We don't, bros.
Look at all the comedy clubs in the country for New Year's Eve. That's the big day,
the big night
for those clubs. So they set those prices. They don't give it to us, believe
no.
me.
No. They're going to charge, what they're charging you for is like
giving you an event.
And you get like a whistle and a hat.
And a hat and champagne.
Like champagne.
I'm sure it's really nice champagne at every comedy club. Yeah. And they're like, it's $80 to do this. Yeah.
And some extra chicken strips in your bucket. That's what you
Yeah, so please don't notify me about the price. People like were angry, like, can't believe you've changed. Charging $100 to see you.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't set those are independent clubs. Yeah. You know, they're all
well, might as well say it, I skipped over it, but December 4th through 7th, I'm in Phoenix, Fartnix. And you said you're going to come hang out with me.
Yeah, man. I'm going to come and we'll mommy down. Mommy Down Productions.
Pat House is going to join me from Philadelphia.
I'll bring the dog, too. Bring FIFO.
All right.
I'll sing about it.
Sounds good.
Hey, guys. So we know you shop on Amazon, and we know that you've been using your mom's house podcast, .com with a banner on our homepage. And I know people are like, I can't see the Google Chrome, the ad blocker. All right. We've heard you. We're making a revision. It's going to be a different type of link. So if you've gone there before and gotten frustrated, I'm sorry. Just go back and try it now. I'm pretty sure it'll work. And thank you for your continued support of our show. You can buy all kinds of stuff on Mamazon, Tom. I buy dog food there. You know that?
Yeah.
We
got it shipped to the house.
Cools. I buy his Cools.
You buy his cigarettes on Mamazon?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I buy his Hennessy and all of his switchblade knives that he uses to collect.
He has a lot of knives. I think we should maybe think about setting a limit.
How many knives our dog can have.
Yeah.
I know.
Those brass knuckles. I'm like, how do you even use these? You don't have a real hand.
He has no opposable thumbs.
And he's just like, I got it. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Well, it's ridiculous.
That's what you get when you adopt sometimes. Yeah. You don't really know what you're getting. He's not our bio kid, so.
Thanks for shopping at Mamazon for us. It really does help. Also, another great product we're happy to tell you about. The Sattva mattresses. Mm. It's what we sleep on. I slept like a rock last night.
No.
I broke my mouth guard. I snapped through one of the bands.
Fuck, again?
It's all right. It happens all the time.
That's what I'm saying. It happens all the time. Why is it happening all the time?
It happens once every month. It's not that often.
Is it because you're opening your jaw or something? You're hulking out?
Yeah, and then it'll snap. You're not supposed to. But I'll do it like when I'm not thinking. It's fine. That's why I bought replacement bands. You're supposed to. You snored last night.
Didn't I?
Yeah.
I did.
Rock. Yeah, you snored like a dinosaur.
Like a dinosaur?
Yeah.
You farted last night like a dinosaur.
But you know why I don't mind it?
Why?
Because we're on a Sattva mattress.
I know. It's the best.
It has changed our life. It's the one purchase that truly, really makes sense in life is to get a mattress that is really comfortable and good for you because you're on it usually 8 hours every night for your entire life.
Do you know that the old mattress that we had, in addition to being a hand-me-down mattress from another comedian, it had a dip in the middle of it, like a curve. So every night my spine was curved and I sleep on my stomach and I wake up with my back hurting.
Yeah.
Just years of that. I don't know why we wait so long.
I don't know, man. But this mattress really...
It's so crazy.
We bought it, and we loved it, and we contacted Sattva, and that's the way this went down. And they're able to offer you amazing prices because they only sell online. And they offer you, for instance, their ultra-premium eco-friendly mattress for $899. That's a queen. In the retail store, a mattress like this would be well over $2,000. And they're able to do that price because they cut out the middleman. They cut out the overhead of having a huge building with rental stuff and like commissioning their salespeople, utilities. All those costs are gone. So they pass on those savings to you. The Sattva mattress combines the top five features found in ultra premium bedding. And it's handcrafted right here in the United States. Let's see. Outer covering is made from organic cotton. Coils are made from heat-tempered recycled steel. Memory foam is made from safe bio-based foam. If you're interested, you can go to sattvamattress.com, S-A-A-T-V-A, mattress.com. Traditional 5 minutes in the store nap is what people used to do, but now they just click the order, they belch into the microphone, and you get a mattress delivered from the best customer service people we've ever dealt with. And you'll save money by doing it this way. There's no pressure. You get a 45-day in-home trial with your mattress. Oh. If you don't like it, they'll come and pick it up and take it right back. But I guarantee you're not going to do that. It's fantastic. There's no restocking fee. There's no transportation fee if you want to send that thing back. but you're going to love it. We've loved it. Sattva is the largest online only luxury mattress company with an industry-leading customer satisfaction rate. They offer the in-home delivery from 10 independent factories and 30 fulfillment centers. I don't know. Everything we've done it from the moment you ordered it, you got a phone call, took you through the whole process. Mm-hmm. And now we just talk about our mattress all the time, just to each other.
I love it.
I love it too. All right. Thank you, Sattva Mattress. Jeans.
Up. All.
Jeans.
Away.
Jeans.
All.
Up.
All the way.
All the way. Ready. Go. Jeans. Here we go now.
Warning, this video is not for children. You must be at least 18 years old to watch this video, and you must also be a vegan. Carnists are not allowed to watch this video. Press stop right now. Mm-hmm. If you want to rape, torture, and murder my friends, then you do not get to watch this video. It is a special treat just for vegans. Thank you.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitson. Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
You played it kind of low key, like jazz today.
Yeah, it's early.
We're recording this before we go to SF. Yeah, you kind of what's it called? Scatting. Oh, I got to go. I love scatting.
Well, I mean, I turned that video off because he said it's a treat only for vegans.
You got to turn it off. You have to follow the directions, guys.
I like somebody dictating who can watch their video.
It's very childish, too. And he means it. He means it. Yeah. He's like, if you eat meat, if you're a carnist, if you rape animals,
who
you
rapes
can't.
Them?
There's a few people. Remember that documentary, Animal Passions?
Yeah.
Those people fuck animals.
But don't they also get fucked by animals?
That's true.
Who's doing the raping now?
It's the circle of life. I forget. Yeah. He's very vigilant that vegans can watch.
Have you ever been attracted to an animal?
So many.
Really?
You guys have seen Dog Dick Afternoon.
That's a hit
horrifying.
Show.
That's a horrifying show.
I can't believe HBO bought that. But they're always pushing the envelope. HBO just always pushes the envelope.
Where were we? We were hanging out. We came home on Monday. Mm-hmm. We were at the beach for a minute.
And oh, yeah.
And you were like, oh, Dog Dick Afternoon, let's do it.
Because we saw those dogs.
Right.
And I wanted to put you in the back of a pickup truck and lay in the bed and have all the dogs around you.
That's so sad.
To jerk all those dogs off? Oh,
babe, it's a horrifying thought. There's nothing more horrifying to me than that.
Yeah.
I don't really like that.
Are you sure? Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty?
Carnists. Cannot want. It's for vegans only.
That dude doesn't know how good steak tastes.
I know.
It's really delicious.
Do you? Yeah, it's got to be tough.
Can I get a sirloin?
It's hard to be a vegan, I think. Dude, that's like nothing. That's no dairy, nothing from an animal ever. No egg, no cheese. It's really, really stringent.
It is.
Shit, man. My cousin Julie was a vegan. She lasted for like years, like 8 years. And then one day I got a text and she's like, I'm eating pizza, bro. I broke down. It's got bacon on it. It's delicious.
Wow, she went for it, huh?
She just, you know, when she had enough, yeah.
I was expecting, though, if somebody does that they would physically change so much, but she looks the same, right?
No, she was way skinnier.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. When you're not eating like dairy or meats.
How much skinnier, though? Because she doesn't look big.
No, she was thinner. I think it's inch down.
We're talking about like from where she is now, 10, 15 pounds?
Yeah. Well, her weight goes up and down naturally anyways, I'd say.
All right. Well, thanks for the no answer. That's a really good...
Well, I can't quantify it because I don't know.
But I mean, how much different does she look to you now?
Well, right now she's really thin because she just finished like a dieting cycle. So she's maybe like 120-ish, 130. I don't know.
Okay. But she was never 95, right?
Never that in her right. now. That's like
what I'm
anorexic.
Saying, it wasn't like, it's not super dramatic. Like, she was eating vegan. I'm sure it was good for you.
Yeah.
But now that she eats, she still takes care of herself, I'm saying.
Yes.
So it's not like...
She's always taking care of herself.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the difference isn't dramatic.
Yeah. Well, some people do take it way cray cray, and they look really sick.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Now I'm going to get all fucking emails from the vegans.
Well, I mean, maybe they're not sick because they're vegan. They're just not getting their nutrients and... You know.
But that's what they say, that the vegans are they are convinced that they can get the same nutrients from just plant-based sources. That's the argument. They're like, you don't need to eat meat. You can get that all from soy.
I know that I look great and I feel great. And, you know, I'm a carnist,
yeah.
You know?
The problem is I like the flavors they put on the meats so much. Like, I like barbecue sauces. I like spare ribs and stuff. I don't really like chicken all that much.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't eat that shit, then you're just hungry all the time.
Dude, I can't imagine a life without meat. I really can't.
Well, just because like I've tried going vegan for a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Or just vegetarian. And I, for the most part, I am. You know, I don't eat a ton of meat.
Yeah.
But I get hungry. I fucking freak out. I don't know how you can just live on legumes.
I can't do it. You know, I freak out if I don't get some... pretty heavy source of protein.
Well, I think, and I have nothing to base this in, but I feel like dudes need meat. I feel like all the men I've known, like my dad eats breaded meat all the time. You need to have like a steak every morning.
I don't have a
steak. And steak wraps bacon, and then you put bacon on your steak.
Dudes need meat.
Where the dudes at?
Yeah, I feel like they do. I just feel like your bodies are wired for that. Now, I'm not saying there's... You know, there are exceptions to that. Obviously, there's guys that are vegetarians, but
yeah, sometimes I, you know, what I've done in recent years is I'll be like, oh, I had red meat this week, and I'll pass on red meat for that week.
Yeah.
So I'll do fish, which I love, and I'll do chicken. I'll do other sources of protein.
Yeah.
That are, you know, bigger, but I'll stay away from red meat.
Yeah, your dad's red meat a lot, huh?
He was the craziest. I didn't realize it. Like, you know, there's so many weird things. Like, my parents never drink water, which always...
that's that generation, though.
I know. It's so bizarre to me,
never drink
I'm like,
water.
Want some water? And they're like, mm-mm. I'll be like, Dad, you should drink a lot of water. And he's like, I don't like it. And I go, why? Because I don't like the taste. Like, it's fucking water.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to taste like a milkshake. It's water.
I got to say... In all the years I've known my father, I don't know if I've ever seen him just drink a
glass
cup of water.
Isn't it crazy?
I've seen him drink. He loves club soda.
Maybe it is generational.
We have soda water in the house constantly, but that's got like salt in it. I feel like that's salty.
Yeah.
And then Fresca. That's and beer. Like those are my dad's three beverages.
And he's like, that's got water in it.
Fresca's got water in it.
Yeah, my dad has said that about Diet Coke. It's got water.
It's the worst. Diet Coke's the worst.
Friends and Diet Coke are the worst.
Diet Coke, I feel like that's the worst substance besides Mountain Dew.
It's not good for you, for sure. But you know when my dad will drink it? After he works out?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, he will.
Diet Coke.
Absolutely. You think I'm a homeless man when I drink it early.
That was
in San Francisco.
That was in San Francisco.
Yep.
That was 2 years ago. We did a show in San Francisco, and the next morning we woke up really early to fly across the country for Christmas
to
Florida.
Right. Yep.
And you were wearing like a sweatshirt, like a G.G. Allen sweatshirt or something.
I don't know.
Some crazy print on it.
Wu-Tang,
yeah. I don't think you look like G.G. Allen.
Shout out to Black Lagooner, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah, Black Lagooner, yeah. And you're in the hotel room. It was like so fucking early, and I hear, and you're drinking a Diet Coke. I'm like, you look like a homeless person, like a crazy homeless with your hoodie and your soda. Who's drinking soda at 5 a.m?
A lot of people do.
I know.
It's what's in. It's in the fashion right now.
Like on airplanes.
Yeah, it's the style right now.
So gross.
Dude.
Soda's intense.
The bro. Water thing. And then so my mother, there's another one. I'm like, why the hell don't you drink water?
Yeah.
And she goes, nauseous. She says water makes her feel nauseous.
Oh, nauseous?
Yeah. Like she's drinking. She's like, I feel nauseous. I'm like, no, that's just water. You're supposed to have it in you all the time. So you know what she'll do? Pour her a glass of water and she'll literally like, it's like wet her lips with it. Like I see her put it up to her mouth and it barely enters and she'll go, she goes, yeah, I feel better. I'm like, that you got to drink the whole cup.
Right.
And then over and over. And she's like, ah, nauseous. No, no, no.
You know, I saw a urologist a couple of years ago and I asked him about the water thing because I go, I drink water. I'm constantly hydrating. I have a bottle. You know me, I've always got a bottle of water with me. If I don't have it, I freak out. And he's like, you know, the truth of that water thing is you don't need to be drinking like 20 cups, glasses a day. He said, just drink when you're thirsty. That's actually a good rule of thumb. If you feel the thirst, drink your water. Other than that, it's just not necessary. I'm like, oh.
All right. Thanks, Doc.
Cool.
Drink when you're thirsty. That is good advice.
Well, it's...
Thanks, fucking 4 years of med school.
I know. It's true, though, because it's been told, beaten into our heads, we have to be drinking water all day, every day.
Yeah, I guess not all day, every day, but you shouldn't, you know, you got to hydrate.
You got to hydrate.
You got to hydrate. You have to hydrate.
It's funny. I was reading this stupid. I'm writing this show, and I had to. I was looking up Cosmo magazine, and there's a clip from Cameron Diaz because she wrote a book on fitness. Yeah, I just got to read this. It made me think of it. It was so fucking amazing. All right, hold on. It's so stupid. I love when celebrities write about things. So she writes a book called The Body Book. This is a direct quote. Quote, my secret to feeling I can do anything I need to do is giving my body the food, exercise, water, and sleep it needs.
Wow, that is a neat insight. Thanks, Cameron.
Nobody's ever said that before.
So your secret...
So wait a minute.
...is eating well, exercising, drinking water, and then resting.
Huh. Nobody's put it that way, though. That's neat.
We don't have to pay... For reading that for that information?
No, this isn't her body book. You got to pay to read this.
Right, but I mean, just that tidbit is free? She just gave that out?
That's a freebie.
Wow. I can only imagine the secrets the book holds. Here's some more secrets. I don't drink bacon grease in the morning.
I remember when Vanna White wrote a book, like in the 90s.
Yeah.
And her big advice was, you can use the shower as a water pick for your teeth. And you're like, yeah, thank you, Vanna. Mm-hmm. The book was called Vanna Speaks. And we're like, well, maybe Vanna shouldn't talk so much.
Yeah.
Maybe it's okay if she shuts
up. Maybe she'd be called Vanna Writes.
Vanna.
Didn't she do Playboy?
I don't know.
Do you remember that she was like the hottest thing? Like Vanna White was the reference for like hot, right? Because yeah,
she was a fox.
She's
so cold.
Total fox. But then isn't there something sad about that they kept her on? As the old letter flipper, like, and you're
letter
like,
flipper,
you know, they're like, you're like, well, why don't you get like a fox again? Like, she's like a mom now, like an older mom.
She's very, Vanna is what, in her late 50s now?
Absolutely, yeah.
She's, but you know what? On the other hand, she's also the face of the show, and Pat Sajak's not looking great himself.
Yeah, but
let's be honest.
The only reason she's on the show is to be a piece of ass.
She's the fox, yeah.
Yeah, I think they should have kicked her to the curb, you know?
That's like, so awful.
I think they should have been like, oh, you're old.
Ugh.
You're old news now. No one wants... Guys used to want to jerk off to you.
Apparently, you still want to jerk off to 63-year-old women.
But it's not that I don't think about wanting to do it. It just happens. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
See, so that's my argument. I don't know if that's really a deterrent to guys jerking it.
That's true. I guess, you know what? That's a great point. I would still jerk off to Vanna White. But she would have to say things like, you know, put your big long penis in my rectum.
That's Vanna after dark.
We'll get there. Look, I'm going to break the rules if you're okay with it.
Whoa.
The guy said not to play this because I'm a carnist and I'm not a vegan.
Oh, shit.
But I just want to keep playing it.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
I'm all right.
All right. Let's see.
I wonder what his...
Hello, vegan ladies.
Oh, geez.
John Sackers here.
Oh, John?
If you've seen some of my videos, and you've heard me talk about how much I love vegan vaginas,
Christ.
Chances are you have probably fantasized about me licking your vagina.
I'm going to throw up. That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Me licking your vagina. I kind of want just, can you just talk about pussy right then or something, right?
Yeah, don't say the technical.
What do you prefer there? Because like, pussy's kind of a...
Anything but...
Vagina.
But I like,
vagina feels like an exam.
Right, like, Tom, I'd like to caress your testicles, your scrotum, and your penis.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But something about pussy feels to me like it's like it feels so crude.
They're all crude.
But for a woman, if you said like dick, it doesn't feel as crude to me. I'm like, oh, that could be like playful and
well, what's
sexy?
The,
I don't know.
Snatch.
No.
Slit.
Jesus.
Cooter. Gash.
Yeah, that's nice.
Your vegan gash.
I want to lick your vegan gashes.
Your smelly.
Your
vegan.
Low iron gash.
Wait, let me
bring
see.
Your stinky
babe
animal free cunt into my face.
Cunt is too rough too.
Yeah, it's real harsh.
Girls really hate that one.
Yeah,
I don't
stink box.
Maybe I like cooter. Your vegan cooter.
Bring your cooter.
Cooter's
over here.
Horrifying too. Snatch, I don't know. There's no good meow mix. Meow meow.
Your
I
meow,
like meow.
Meow. It's childish though.
It is childish.
I know, but if this guy's, well, you want a guy to be like, I'm gonna.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want him to do it though.
Vegan meow.
All
meow.
Right.
Meow meow meow.
Why doesn't he make up his own word for it? Like if
vagina.
It's
vagina.
Vegan vegetable squash.
Your vagina.
He's so disgusting. Doesn't he have like a stop it. Doesn't he have like a scarf on his head too?
He's such an
he's
asshole.
He's so gross.
He looks like what you imagine a vegan looks like.
Just like long brown hair. He's a white guy.
Yeah.
He smells like patchouli. He's got a fucking thumb ring.
His skin doesn't look good.
No.
That kind of stuff.
He hangs out at Whole Foods. He lurks.
Yeah.
By all means, if you are a dedicated animal rights activist and vegan, I would love to lick your vegan vagina.
Oh my god.
But the world
so
is
gross.
So very big and I am so very busy that the fact is I just don't have time to fly all around the world and lick all of your beautiful vegan vaginas.
I'm gonna throw up. He doesn't have time to lick all of our vegan
all
vaginas.
The vaginas in the world.
Do you think all the vegan ladies are like, oh, I can't, I love John's.
No, I think it's probably a very small, but there is, there's a couple that saw it and they're like, oh, this guy's the fucking man. And they are, but I think that they don't look like the way he thinks they look like, and I don't think their vaginas are that beautiful.
He's picturing like our friend.
He's picturing Cameron Diaz being like, oh, I just hydrated and rested. You want to eat my pussy now?
No, he's picturing like his ideal kind of hippie mama, you know, like some girl who's like super skinny, all vegan, and she's got like a dolphin
does
pendant.
Yoga 3 times a day.
Yeah, dude. Or she's got like, you know, crystals in her house. She's got a salt rock lamp like we do. She smells of patchouli. Her snatch smells of patchouli. You know, a lot of tattoos.
And he's like, oh, fucking, I'm licking it up. I'm licking up all the... All the fucking
stop it.
Seeds that are
stop
falling out of your
it.
Purse every day.
Stop it.
So, I thought I'd make a video.
So, he talks
in
weird.
In this video, it'll be like POV.
I'm a throw
point
up.
Of view.
Yeah,
so
I know what POV is,
you
asshole.
Can fantasize
oh my
that
God.
I am licking
oh
your
my.
Vagina.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Well, I just want to talk about the arrogance.
Throw up.
I mean, you're so cocky. You're so arrogant to think that every vegan woman fantasizes about you eating their box.
Yeah, it's so gross.
I want to eat all the vegan boxes out there. And I know you want that too. And since I don't have time to eat your box,
right.
I'm making a video.
Thank
that
you.
You get to fantasize about me.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
It's so funny, though, because if it's an attractive woman that makes a video like that,
yeah.
then every guy goes, this is awesome of that woman.
5 million
doing that.
Hits.
Well, and we are, we do go, we're thankful because that is the thing we want.
Yeah.
But the flip side is a dude makes this and the reaction is like, who the fuck do you think you are? You know? Like, know. It's so true that the fantasy is not flipped over. No woman's fantasizing about this guy.
Nah, I don't know. There's got to be someone. Someone likes his
someone
stupid
liked
videos.
It, but not... People are watching this not because they're like, God, I love this fucking guy.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? You bring this up. I saw someone submitted a video about sex toys for men. There's this new sex toy that's like... It's shaped like a hand. Like it's a glove and it's got like a container for jizz. And, you know, it's like... It's a masturbation toy. And this guy's like... Women are allowed to have vibrators and stuff, and it's normal. But if a guy has it, he's the creepiest man alive. And you're like, yeah, why is that double standard there? It's stupid. Like I think dudes should do that as opposed to having sex with hookers and people that could give them disease.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. So maybe our perception's wrong about the vegan pussy licker. Maybe we need to celebrate him.
Mm-hmm. No, let's see what else he's got to
okay.
say.
Okay.
What you can do is put your laptop between your legs and you can fantasize that instead of me licking the air, I am licking your vagina.
Oh my God.
You can get your fingers a little moist.
Oh no!
And touch yourself
and
pretend that it is my tongue that is touching you.
Oh no.
And by all means, I'm not gay. I am heterosexual.
Oh really?
So I would like to fantasize about licking your vagina. But if you are a gay
it.
Man and you want to pretend that I'm licking your balls or your penis or your anus or something, go ahead. It's basically going to be a video of me licking, and whoever you are and whatever part of your body you would like licked.
Why does he have to tell us how to use this video?
Thanks for the permission to imagine your tongue is licking my balls and my anus.
Is that you coming to this guy's video?
Yep. I just, he gave me permission and then I couldn't help myself.
How, and so the thing is that this video is him licking the air. Like, that's all, then he licks the air for the next 30 minutes.
I'm not going to let you ruin this. This is my fantasy too.
You can fantasize that I am licking that part of your body. It's all good for me.
Oh, God.
Let me get a little sip of my green smoothie before we begin.
Oh, God. Ew.
I just love my green smoothies.
Yeah, I get it. You're vegan. I got it. He loves his green smoothies. He's going to take a big green shit afterwards. What's he doing, Tom? Describe it for us. Describe it for our listeners.
He's sticking his tongue in that smoothie and licking the side of the glass.
He's licking the glass. Oh, he's giving you a preview of what's happening. Oh, I'm going to throw up.
Delicious.
Stop it. Stop it.
Delicious.
Now, be a good girl.
Oh, stop talking like
take
that.
Take your pants down.
No. No.
That's it.
Stop
pull
it.
Your pants down.
I'm going to throw up.
Get nice and comfortable.
Stop it. Stop.
Okay,
I can't take it. I really
pull
can't.
Your
I'm
going to
throw
me,
up.
Okay?
He's
so, I can
so
see
creepy.
That beautiful.
Oh, my fuck.
What is wrong with
he's
you?
He's so creepy. I think, do you know why this is not working?
It's working for me.
He's so creepy.
It's working for me.
Because he's a creeper. The thing is, when a woman does this for dudes, it's not creepy. He's a creeper.
You need to relax. It's not a big deal.
What? It's on his mask. Okay. It's on his mask.
Thank God I'm a carnist, and this guy can't imaginary lick my vagina.
He can. If you let him.
No, he's... I can't watch the... Stop it. I can't watch the video. I'm not allowed to. I wasn't even allowed to listen to the video.
That's true. You did break a lot of rules. You did break a lot of rules.
What is wrong with people, man? What's wrong with y'all?
What is wrong with y'all? What's wrong with y'all?
Does that guy live in San Francisco? I think he does. I would put money.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You didn't play the other part of it.
All right.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
There you go.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, thanks for playing that, Tom. Really started my morning off right.
You didn't even let me finish it.
I can't.
Come on.
How many more minutes are there in this? This is so gross.
Well, there's a lot more minutes, but I'm only talking about playing another, let's see.
It's really hard to listen.
Like 40 seconds. Come on. I forgot what it is, so let me finish it.
Vegan vagina of yours.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Do it nice and slow. You can tease me a little bit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh,
oh my God. I can't take it. Stop it.
Wow.
Oh, God.
You are so beautiful. You have such a cute, adorable little vegan vagina.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm going to tease you a little bit first.
Thanks for
telling
me. I'm going
to kiss the insides of your beautiful thighs.
Oh, my God. 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 Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
All right. So, yeah, you're freaking me out. You're acting ridiculous.
Imagine if some guy was saying, he is saying this to you. He's trying to lick your vegan vagina, too.
You just think it's too much.
That is crazy talk. That is crazy. If some guy really was talking like that to me, I would fucking vomit everywhere.
Really?
It's just too much, bro. I mean, I'm sure there are women that just love that, but I don't talk so much.
Yeah.
And now I'm just gonna do this and that. Like, don't tell me. Just fucking.
It's too much.
Yeah, bro.
Do you feel like it's like
God, you're gross. I feel so gross. I'm going to take a shower. Like showering.
Is it like when somebody's like, you know, work that cock? You know?
Sure.
Like, yeah, suck that cock.
You know?
Yeah. It's a lot. Those are big words.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's just too, you know what? It's too dramatic for me. Maybe I'm uncomfortable.
All right.
It's too theatrical for, you know, the bedroom. It's too theatrical.
You don't like that.
Theatrics.
Yeah.
Performative. Yeah. It's bullshit, you know?
Mm-hmm. What does it make you think of?
I don't like how he talks. I don't like his accent. He's like, your beautiful vegan vagina.
It's excessive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't let him lick your scrotum, your testicles. What about your perineum?
Can he
lick your perineum?
Yeah, I would be into that.
And your rectum?
I would be into that. Why didn't you tell me we have the new Jaden Smith right here?
We were sent this video. It's on World Star right now.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah. Why you drive so fast? Why you drive so fast? Girl, where you gotta go? Girl, where you gotta go?
This is his song?
Yeah. He's like, he's 12. Why you drive so fast?
You should try and drive slow. You should try and drive slow. Cause I'm going 45 on the 15. I'm just trying to stay alive on the big screen. When you coming out to drive, all the kids scream. I don't know, baby girl, you moving on the better days. Usually you don't be using me. I'm dead, you cry at my eulogy. Magic like Houdini, yeah. Baby, you taking my scrutiny. Yacht with the fireworks, this isn't new to me. Damn, baby, come jump off the roof with me. Live up your youth with me before they shooting me. With all they cameras and bullets, I swear I'm the man up in France with the hooligans. Yeah, I'm up with Sanopy. You do not answer me, I'm in the canopy. Living my life like a fantasy. Sleep with the girl of my dreams on a week. So I sleep and I see my reality. Battle me, that's your fatality. Actually, I'm a catastrophe. Go to your school and they ask for me. I'm in your class making cash and we fruity like passion. Is burning like ashes. We had to just make this ish happen. He rapping again. He
snapping again. It happened, my friend. I'm back with the.
Why is it? Why is it such a bummer? Like, why is it like it feels like a bummer? Like he's, it's not exciting or inspired. It feels like a bummer.
We haven't read his tweets in a while. Here's some tweets.
Oh yeah.
All right. Here.
All right. Vegan vagina. I want to lick Jaden's vegan vagina.
Okay.
He's has no life, no real life to speak of, right? Is that why it's so sad? It just feels so synthetic. Mm. Vegan vaginas.
Next tweet, let's see. I feel like people who look similar act similar. Huh. Thank you.
You know what? I wish I could have Jaden on That's Deep, Bro. Won't that be the best episode ever? When we could just read his tweets.
Once you witness a cycle enough times, you step out of it.
He and Cameron Diaz are two philosophers.
Hmm. Let's see. I like when he really puts some thought into it.
Yeah, me too. Mm. And what's that one where he's like, "If how can the world have mirrors when they're, my eyes aren't mirrors," or something stupid like that.
He writes really cool stuff.
That was a fun one.
Let's see.
There's also a fake Jaden account, a guy that does like tweets like Jaden, which is pretty funny.
Yeah. I used to hate Cody Simpson because he got at all the girls when I should have just shown my appreciation like I do now.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
When people gossip, they're pointing out in you what they don't like in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's gossip. Stop gossiping. Reflect internally. You will find yourself a neglected part of yourself.
You will find yourself neglected part of your space self. He's not, the grammar's harsh.
What do you think of that actual insight, though?
I don't know, man. You know, I'm not sure. I need to really think about this.
When you call someone out on something, you neglect the 1% of you that would be down to do what they're doing. Hmm. What do you think of that?
No, wait, this one's my favorite. Hey, are you Jaden? Can I have a picture with you? No, because I'm super sad, but we can sit and talk. Oh, boy.
Hmm.
I woke up at 12:34, folks. I'll get your life.
Once all 100% is neglected, you have a citizen, a walking zombie who criticizes everything they see. Have fun. It's a really awesome place.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. This is like reading a teenage girl's diary.
It really is. Mm. I tell people I hate hi-hat music. I do, but I'm neglecting that part of myself. Everybody needs to get turned every once in a while.
Can we go? I can't do it. It's too sad. Jaden's bumming me out.
And I know you joke, I stay pissed, so I had to make you pre-exist. He definitely gets told that everything he farts is delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the parents. I mean, look at the parents. It's probably that. It's also that, you know, it's very public. It's tough. It's tough being a kid at that age and having all your dumb thoughts be public. He's going to regret that. Oh, boy. Ah, boy.
All right.
Well.
Thanks, Jaden. Thanks for the gift.
Our house is filthy, by the way. I don't know how it happened so fast. We got home on Monday. It's now, what day is it, Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like 10 dogs ripped through here and just...
It does. It looks crazy.
Like five frat guys live in our living room.
It looks crazy.
How does this happen? And I feel like I take a lot of responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm just a whirling dervish of mess. I cannot... I take a cup out, I drink out of it once, and then I pull down another cup, and I drink out of that cup, and then I pull out... Like, I can't control it. I just...
Neither can I.
I'm the worst.
But you know what I do? I go, I'm not going to try to control it.
Yeah. Me neither. I think that's what being married is like. You go, you know what? There's some shit that we're not going to change. Guess what? We're pigs.
Yeah, we are.
This is it. This is how it's going to go.
I can't make it.
I can't change either. I'm too old.
It's like ordering you know, four pieces of sushi. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen in this house.
No.
You know, and I've been messy since I was a child. My parents have tried to beat this out of me since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I used to get punished relentlessly for being messy. And it's just, it's never worked. There is nothing you can do to change this about me. I'm thankful I married you. That's all. I'm just glad I married someone that's just as much of a pig and can tolerate me.
Probably less of a pig.
I think you might be less of a pig.
Yeah, I think so.
But you know what? You're more like your whiskers are everywhere and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your pubes are everywhere and your armpit hairs in my deodorant, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm more like just throw shit everywhere. You like to hoard things too.
I'm a hoarder?
You hold on to packaging, like boxes, receipts. You got every receipt ever. Scraps. Phone numbers.
Yeah.
You're a collector.
That's true. I'm a different type of hoarder.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we have to talk about this.
What?
I can't believe we even brought this up yet. You and I are going to be on a new series on True TV called How to Be a Grown-Up, and it premieres Tuesday, October 28th at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central.
Is it the 28th?
Yes, I'm looking at it right now.
It is? Okay, all right.
Only on True TV. We have been filming this show for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
We finally wrapped our pickups yesterday, so I'm excited. We had so much fun doing that show.
So much fun together. And we got to do the show together, which is
really
rare.
It wasn't planned. Here's how it happened. We were going to do it separately, and you did it separately one day than me.
Yeah.
And then, like, the second time I was bringing, they're like, why don't you come in with Christina? I was like, oh, okay. And I thought that would be a one-time thing.
Yeah.
And then they were like, from now on,
just
all,
you two.
All the time together.
So funny.
Yeah,
we cover everything, man, on that show.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah. So please watch the show. Set your DVRs. Tell your friends about it. October 28th, How to Be a Grown-Up. It's going to be on for 16 weeks every Tuesday.
Yeah, right? Man.
Yeah.
Can we please do
this
piece of video?
Oh, you want to do that right now? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my life. I have been dying. This got sent in, and I saw it yesterday and showed it to Tom, and I feel like we've been laughing at this nonstop for 24 hours.
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
Man.
Where is it?
Every now and then, something rolls in that really tickles your fancy.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's other world, man. Here we go. Where is
it? Hits all the right notes.
Oh, God. Oh. Oh.
Father of two, Dale Decker, suffers from a rare and seemingly incurable condition that leads to him suffering up to 100 unwanted orgasms a day.
There's nothing pleasurable about it, because even though it might physically feel good, the whole time inside your mind, you're completely disgusted by what's going on. And depending on where you're at, if you're in public, if you're in front of kids, if you're around strangers, I mean, it can make a person break real fast.
The 37-year-old is the first man to ever speak publicly about the condition known as persistent sexual arousal syndrome, or PSAS, and he says it's ruining his life.
When you're on your knees at your father's funeral, at his casket, and you're saying goodbye to him, and then you have 9 orgasms right there while your whole family is standing behind you, this makes you never want to have another orgasm as long as you live.
Oh.
When you're at your father's funeral,
and you're like, Kevin's going to say a few words about your father, and then you just keep coming.
Stop it.
You're at your
your dad's funeral. How was your dad's funeral? I kept coming.
Nine times he came at his dad's funeral. It was that arousing.
It was so, so good. Sexy. I couldn't stop coming. I didn't just come once. I came nine times. Looking at my dad's dead body in that casket.
I just kept crying and coming. It was the best day of my life.
It was so beautiful. I've never come so hard.
It was my dad's funeral.
My dad's funeral was...
My stomach hurts from laughing. The best part is that it's weird to be around children. Why? Yeah. What's the big deal?
It means it's your father's funeral at his casket, and you're saying goodbye to him, and then you have nine orgasms right there while your whole family is standing behind you. It just makes you never want to have another orgasm as long as you live.
Wait, do you think they were lowering dad's body into the ground and then he's like, ejaculated on dad? Do you think he came on the casket?
I think he did that thing where he kissed him on the forehead and then he just started coming. Like, he saw how the skin looked and they're like, they make some of his spots go away with the makeup. And he was like, he looks great. And then the family's behind you. So, like, your brothers and sisters and mother's like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm coming again. Look at dad.
Oh, I can't take it. This is kind of like our original Would You Rather. This is close to like, do you want to come in front of your family? Well, here's this neat disorder. If you want to get PSAS, you can come in front of your family anytime you want.
That's true.
100 times a day, you can come in front of your kids, in front of your dead dad, in front of your school, kids' teachers.
It's unbelievable.
But you know what? You just keep on coming.
Keep on coming.
Keep on jerking. Come in your beard.
Dale, from Wisconsin in America, was enjoying his suburban life in 2012 when he slipped a disc in his back while getting out of a chair, triggering the condition for unknown reasons.
They put me in the back of the ambulance to take me to the hospital, and on the way there I had my first five orgasms, and they'd never stopped.
Fine.
Dale has been unable to work since the accident and is mostly housebound through fear of experiencing an episode in public. But he enjoys playing frisbee golf with his closest friends.
Frisbee golf? What's that?
Here we go.
Makes him come on.
Here we go.
He's coming. Oh, God. They happen at all times in any situation. They happen when I'm awake. They happen when I'm asleep. They happen in the shower. I just had nine rather powerful orgasmic.
Nine again? Nine.
Nine's the magic number.
Jesus.
Nine?
I maybe in my lifetime, I'm trying to think of my most ever in one day, which has been like years. But yeah. I was probably like 14 or 15. And I thought it was like maybe seven. And that was over the course of a day. He had nine in like 30 seconds. He was just like, That's so crazy. That's such an intense thing.
Do you think that he physically ejaculates nine times? There can't be that much in him.
I don't know. Something's there to scoop it up, right? Maybe he wears little dye-dyes or something. And he just has a pool of cum every time he takes his fucking undies off. He's like, I came again. And his wife's, did you have another orgasm? No, I had nine. And they're in my shorts.
Nine
is so many. Nine. For a dude.
Nine. And then to have 100 throughout the day. So they come in intervals of nine. 100 total a day. That's crazy. There's people that are like, oh, I wish I could come 100 times a day.
You wouldn't want it every day. You wouldn't
not like that.
No.
It's ruining his life.
If you had like one day a year, you're like, today I'm going to come 100 times. That might be something you could get ready for. But every day. 100 orgasms is horrible. You can't do anything.
Could you imagine you can't eat? Like, you can, but then in the middle of that, you're like,
Yeah, it happens all the time. Is that good? Do you like your spaghetti?
And the worst part is being that guy's kid.
Oh, yeah. Because
you're like, oh, dad's coming again.
My dad. When you come over to that, you might see my dad come. Huh? We're gonna hang out with my dad and he's gonna come probably.
Well, I mean, Kevin used to be a Boy Scout leader and then
he couldn't stop coming. he had these powerful orgasms in front of the kids. And we just thought it was inappropriate after a while.
The best part is the viewers. We will obviously post this documentary for you, but the best part is that when he has the orgasms, he goes down to his knees. He's on all fours, and he's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He hates it. He hates it. He hates how hard he comes.
He looks like Theo peeing when Theo pees on his all fours instead of lifting.
It's really, he hates it.
Oh, God. They happen at all times in any situation. They happen when I'm awake. They happen when I'm asleep. They happen in the shower. I just had 9 rather powerful orgasmic sensations flow through my entire body. And now it feels like every muscle from here to about here is doing this.
He's like mid-chest to like his mid-thigh, and he's doing like a wavy motion with his hand. Like basically it's, you know, throbbing. Like it's just, like you just came.
Yeah.
While the condition is so rare, most doctors can't even diagnose it, it is widely acknowledged by specialists in the field.
PSAS is a condition of unrelenting genital arousal.
Unrelenting.
Which is not necessarily sexual. And they have no idea when this is going to happen or how often.
That's
too bad. And can lead to intense suffering.
And this suffering is felt in Dale's home life, where wife April struggles to cope with the situation.
We tend to have arguments about stuff that really shouldn't be argued about. We already struggle right now. I mean, he can't work and help supply, so I feel stressed from that.
And PSAS is even affecting Dale's relationship with his children, Christian and Tatum.
Uh-oh.
They don't have a relationship. He doesn't go to, like, practices because he feels embarrassed. And
Why doesn't he come to practice?
Because when he comes to practice, he'll watch the kids practice, and he'll come, and everybody we'll make a big deal about it, you know?
Guys, okay. It's PSAS. Relax.
It's just PSAS. Give him a break.
He's just coming around your kids.
Not a big deal. It's all right.
Who doesn't have 9 consecutive orgasms at soccer practice? It's normal.
Yeah.
God, have some sympathy.
What's wrong with you guys? All right, we're going to run sprints now and, there's Dale. You know, you guys have good form. Tatum's dad might come. All right. Good job, everybody. Good job.
It would be really hard as a kid to have this guy as your dad, for sure. If you're hugging him, and dad's coming as you're hugging
him.
Yeah,
or he gives you a kiss and he comes. Or he tells you how proud he is of you. So proud of you. And you're like, Dad,
could you stop coming?
You know I don't want to, but I was just thinking about everything you've accomplished this year. And it's really like, you know, I've never been so proud of a kid before.
Ah! only wish that.
Thanks, Dad.
I only wish Dale came like that. Don't you wish that every time he came, he had to scream like that? Super
powerful. Kids don't know about his condition.
They know. So they know.
The kids don't quite understand they why know. Dale won't be there.
The threat of a spontaneous orgasm isn't the only thing that leaves Dale afraid to leave home.
Uh-oh. Sometimes I have an erection for 3-4 hours at a time. Off and on, they just come and go like 30, 40 a day. It's really hard to deal with. It's possible to have sex with my wife. We don't very often because it becomes frustrating because for me there's no end.
Desperate for help, Dale has turned to therapist Diane London to see if she can shed light on the condition.
It's destroying every part of everything in my life.
When it comes to sexual issues, people get very...
He's coming. Go ahead. He has to get up and leave because he just came.
That's his therapist. Yeah. He's talking to a therapist and he's coming like, in the office. Right.
This is what she says.
I've never seen anything like that before. There are no words.
How is she not laughing?
It's hard to know if it's real.
Oh, that's
this
real.
Makes me want to find him some relief.
Yeah, he just did. He came.
Otherwise, this is a horrible way for him to have to live.
But even in the face of such desperate odds, there is hope for Dale's future.
It's very brave of Dale to come out.
And come everywhere.
And publicly talk about it.
He's suffering, but there is help for him. There are doctors that can help him.
I don't know.
So, are there? I hope that he's getting some help.
Yeah, get some help, dude.
I think the main problem is that probably nobody believes that it's a medical condition. They think it's in his head, and it's not. He's got a real medical problem.
I believe him.
I believe
it looks medical.
I just try to take one day at a time.
He looks
hopefully someday.
But he looks so miserable. Well, you can see the misery in his face.
Yeah, poor guy.
I want to stop coming so bad.
He's like, I feel sad, and then I come. I'm coming too hard to be sad for very long.
Come up with something, because I would like to get back to my normal life one day and get back to being the person I'm supposed to be into instead of the person this has turned me into.
This all happened
Jesus Christ.
When he slipped a disc. Like, he sat up wrong one day.
Yeah.
And then
I feel like there's something weird about back, lower back.
Yeah.
Nerves.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And no, but I mean, like, connected to your genitals. I think so.
Yeah, they're all down there.
They're all down there. Yeah. So I bet you that... That hit something, and then it just has just been stimulating his genitals nonstop, relentless, persistent genital arousal.
And I can't imagine how they can uncross those wires once they've been crossed.
Dude, do you remember, what was it, like, for you 15, 20 years ago when your Nana died?
Yeah. Man. I came so hard at that funeral. Are you going to come hard at some funerals too?
I hope so. I hope every funeral I go to, I'm just going to be like, I got to come harder. Especially right when you're there kneeling in front of the casket and your family's behind you. So uncomfortable to watch your brother or your son come at a funeral.
Because when he says that he's kneeling, I picture him kneeling, but his pants are down, and he's like jerking it, and it goes everywhere. Like he's spraying the casket.
I love my dad. I love my dad.
And his kids are behind him like, go for it, Dad. Show Grandpappy you love him.
That's how you express love, Dad.
Powerful. Who knew? From foreign accent syndrome to persistent stimulation arousal.
Persistent sexual arousal syndrome.
Wow. It's a syndrome, huh? That's unbelievable. I am marveled by the world we live in. This poor man, I mean, I hope he finds help. I feel like, can't they give him like Valium or something, like to calm his nervous system?
I would, seriously, if I was living like this guy, I would be talking to doctors about, well, maybe we just end sex for me forever at this point.
Right, like maybe snip the wires or become paralyzed or something so you don't have to feel...
I don't know about paralyzed.
but they have to numb you or I don't know.
Yeah,
fuck,
how about like you just remove...
My genitals?
Something. How can he live life? All day, every day, just coming over and over and over?
It's so crazy.
I mean, you see what happens to me at one, right? So
right. You're laid out for the rest of the week.
For the rest of the week. Can you imagine that if I had that over and over and over all day?
I mean, there are people that
would get
have...
nothing. How about doing stand-up on stage and just coming in front of everybody? And so then I said,
It's like a form of Tourette's. It's almost like sexual Tourette's.
Joni Davidson!
Filthy cunt! It's so crazy. All right, well, we better get ready. We got to pack for SF.
Yeah, we do.
We got to get on an aeroplane.
Mm-hmm.
We got to come 9 times.
All right.
All right, love you guys.
See you soon. Bye, jeans. Go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. Check it all out. We love you. Bye.
Now, this is Charo, the original mommy. The Gucci Shed Dog. The Mom's House Podcast.com.